So, are you ready for burgers?
I'm ready for burgers.
Okay.
Yeah. Ski-Lo in the house. Giving shots out to all the homies out there. You know how we do it. Six foes. Rag tops. Cadillacs. This is how it sounds.
Two men.
It's the Montreal Burger Report with Ed Hocko,
also known as Blark,
and Chris Zeke Hand.
You got to be a Big Mac, McGilty, a quarter pounder with some cheese fillet, a bitch, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, a happy little milkshake, black coke, and bigger, larger, smaller size, chicken oriental with salad on the side. I'm a Big Mac, McGilty, a quarter pounder with some cheese fillet, a bitch, a hamburger.
Good day, and welcome to episode 7. Part three of the Montreal Burger Report. In this episode, our heroes, Ed Hocko,
also known as Blark,
and Chris Zeke Hand, finish their delicious beers at Le Saint Bach and are magically transported up the hill to La Mer à Boire for the main course. Ed Hocko,
also known as Blark,
uses one of his lifelines to phone a friend.
Let's play Millionaire!
And find out what La Mer à Boire means in English and what the pun is. Zeke asks the waiter for a recommendation about which beer to order and get served at the Cerna Hora. Blork makes up his own mind and gets the fin de siècle.
It's the end of the century.
Le Saint Bach is located at 1749 Saint-Denis. It is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. on weekdays and 1 p.m. on weekends. The phone number is 514-680-8052, and their website is www.lesaintbach.com. La Mer à Boire is at 2049 Saint-Denis and is also open 7 days a week from noon, Tuesday through Friday, and 2 p.m. all other days. Their phone number is 514-282-7448, and their website is amerabar.com. The Montreal Burger Report is a radio show, podcast, blog, something or other, whereupon Blork and Zeke go out, have a couple of burgers, some beer, and in very generalized terms, try to inform you about the wide and wonderful world of burgers in Montreal.
Hello. Hey, I have a question for you. Chris and I are going to this place on Saint-Denis tonight called La Mer à Boire. Do you remember we've been there before? We went there like last summer, I think it was. Because what I remember is that somebody who I thought was you explained to me what the name means. Apparently, it's a play on words in French. La Mer. Yeah, but say it again. But what's the actual expression, the known expression? Oh, the sea. Okay, so La Mer à Boire, like the sea, to drink the ocean. Okay, but in this case, it's La Mer, like the bitter from the bitter beer. Ah, got it. Okay. And what does the expression mean, La Mer à Boire? It means... Oh, okay. So it's not like drinking the sea. It's not a big deal. Hey, you're just like Bernie Samaran on his word of the week thing on that that radio show they do. What's that called?
C'est la vie.
C'est la vie. Okay. Thanks. Okay. Bye. So I don't know if you caught that, but the expression La Mer à Boire, La Mer, M-E-R, the sea, to drink the sea, apparently is an expression that one uses in French when you're saying something is generally not that. So it's like, it's as if to say something is not a big deal or it's not the, you know. So you say something, it's pas la mer à boire. So, you know. But in this case, they're doing a play on words because they're spelling it using La Mer, which is meaning bitter. Mm-hmm. Of the various flavors, La Mer is the way it's spelled is bitter, as in bitter beer, because you know
A-M-E-R-E.
Yeah, exactly. And bitterness is one of the qualities of a certain kind of beer. So it's a play on words that is so complicated that it probably won't make the final cut of this podcast.
No. It actually will, because it is. I never would have known the expression La Mer à Boire, nor given my blokiness. I never would have ever conceived of, La Mer à Boire.
Right.
I knew La Mer à Boire. I knew bitter beer. And sort of said, they're the one that I really want, the nut I want to crack is La Paris. Because it is recently where it's a certain thing about, all these French places where I just know their names.
Right.
And I just sort of like recite them as they're nothing.
You never question what it means.
Yeah, they mean something. It is... then realizing...
Yeah, no kidding. I have no idea what that means.
So what are the bathrooms like downstairs?
They're okay. It's one of those things where if you have a big problem with privacy, you won't enjoy it so much because the men's room, at least, has this big, heavy door that swings wide open. Immediately inside, there's a urinal, a sink, and then a stall. But if you're standing at the urinal and somebody else decides to come in, they'll open the door, leave it wide open, which means the ladies go into the ladies' room. We'll see your back standing at a urinal.
I guess that's the beer menu on the wall there, or is that the burger menu?
I'm looking at this one, which is definitely the beer menu.
This one's the beer menu?
It's got a Bock beer, it's got a Fendi Schickel, it's got a Serenahora, it's got an Elephant, it's got a Hefeweizen, and I imagine, yes. What's this little piece of paper?
That tapas. Seems to be tapas. There's also some...
Oh, they're burgers on the back.
These are the beers you have.
Okay, and there are no other beers. These are...
Well, I will be 5 beers.
Okay.
Yes, because I have only...
5 taps. Okay. Ed, you want to listen?
There's a few more.
Uh-huh.
Whiskey one up there.
Okay.
One more Bone Lager.
No, hold on a second. There, we don't want you to run downstairs to get it, and we don't want to run downstairs to get it. So, don't.
Yeah, we'll stick with what we have up here.
Of the 5 you got, which is the one that you would recommend the most? The one that you like the best?
It would be obviously the Cernarella or Cernista. It's one of the famous beers.
I will have a pint, please.
Okay. How do you rate the Fendisiak? Because I like red beers. I like the Roost. Uh-huh. So would you say that's a good recommendation?
Oh, this one's very good, actually. Yeah. It's one of my favorite in red beer.
Okay. Okay.
This one is a bit bitter.
I like the bitter.
And yes, there, look at the chalkboard. They have 5
Is
burgers.
It the same menu on the chalkboard as on the little tag here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And they got 5, yeah. And they are dirt cheap burgers.
Yeah, no kidding. Do they come with the fries? Fries are extra.
My guess would be they don't.
So they have a veggie burger, which we won't mention. I'll give a quick recitation of the menu. To be fair, I will mention the veggie burger. Apparently, it comes with grilled eggplant and jalapeno cheese, $7.50. They have the burger de boeuf et bacon, so it's a beef and bacon burger with caramelized onions, tomato, and old cheddar. That sounds really good. That's my kind of burger right there. They also have a bison burger from the western part of Quebec with a corn chutney, tomato, and lettuce. That could be interesting. Now, here's something weird. They have a marinated rabbit burger. Let's see.
Thanks.
A marinated rabbit burger with grilled zucchinis and Czech mustard, Czechoslovakian mustard. Now that sounds really friggin' awesome as an excellent sandwich.
It just sounds weird.
It sounds weird as a burger.
To me, it doesn't sound awesome. It sounds weird. And if we were sort of like, awesome, amazing stunts, or drunk guys behaving stupidly.
There you go.
It would be the thing.
You know, there's a part of me that thinks I might come back here like off report, so to speak, and try that because it's.
We can just come back here and repeat and try other things.
There you go. And then there's the famous burger, the lamb burger, which apparently is quite renowned.
That's what I've heard.
I've
only been one post on Chowhound that you yourself might have written.
Maybe, because I know it certainly does sound familiar. And it comes with our roasted red peppers and something called Brinsda. I have no idea what that is. The fries are with mayonnaise by default.
That's always a good thing.
For an extra $3.50 or for a plate, it's $4.50. And there you go. So we got we have some good choices. Nice beer. It's mild, but not that bitter. But it's good. I assume I have the right one. You have a Pilsner and I have a red ale, so I guess I think we have the right ones. I noticed a little note here that deer. I guess it's venison.
Yeah.
And the bison are. How do you translate that? That it's licensed. Yeah. So basically what they're saying is that it's deer and bison that comes from farms, not, you know, it's not like the owner went out and is, you know, went into the park in Longueuil and bagged himself a deer kind of thing.
No, but it does come from, which one? That is a place called the Petite Nation in the Ottawa.
In Outaouais.
So which burger are you going to have?
I think I might go with the, either the bison, although the corn chutney doesn't really turn me on. I might go with the beef and bacon, which I guess is a bit of a cop-out because it's, you know, it's like, some would say it's the least adventurous one on the menu.
No, but it is that is the classic burger.
That's just it. It's the burger that appeals to my burgerness. So that'll be the tail, you know.
For the bison, if the corn chutney doesn't really strike you, I'm certain you can eat the rest on the side. It can be scraped off, or it just can be withheld.
Well, I don't dislike the idea. It's just it doesn't seem like something that should be on a burger.
It's a bison burger.
I know, but there's something about the bison that's really getting me going here. I'm thinking bison.
It's probably a corn-fed bison, too.
Could be that. Maybe that's too much corn. How about you? What are you looking at?
Depending on what you order, because this is a place where I will definitely order something that you don't order, but I will, the seed to your lead. And so if you get the regular burger, then I will go for the bison or the lamb. If you get the bison, I will either get the lamb or the lamb. Given that I've heard so much about the lambs.
Yes.
Yeah, that rabbit. Interesting concept.
Interesting concept. Not a burger.
Thank you for listening to Part 3, Episode 7 of the Montreal Burger Report. Ed Hocko, also known as Blork, and Chris Zeke Hands, beer stop at Le Saint Bach and subsequent visit to La Mer au Bois for burgers. Next week, Ed Hocko, also known as Blork, and Chris Zeke Hands order and receive their burgers. While they are waiting, Zeke tries to remember how the Montreal Burger Report got started, and Blork knows the answer. Blork and Zeke start to eat their burgers and are in complete and utter agreement with regards to their assessment of the burgers. So don't touch that dial, screen, browser, or mouse, and be sure to listen, download, or otherwise enjoy and consume Episode 7, Part 4. Ed Hocko, also known as Blork, and Chris Zeke Hands, Montreal Burger Report. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was written and produced by Chris Seacant. If you have any ideas, comments, or suggestions, we can be reached by email at montrealburger@gmail.com or on the web at montrealburger.wordpress.com. We'd graciously like to thank CKUT for their support, Brad Slide and Skilo for the music, and you for listening.